there's like all these diets out there. Like there's like low fat, there's low carb, there's carnivore, there's keto. There's all these different things, and some of them are good like for tools and like not long term. Like no diet like that is good long term. There's like a healthy balance between all of them that you can use to kind of make up your own diet depending on what you need. I think it's because someone can do carnivore long term, but not some other people. It just depends on like you and your body, what you do on a daily basis.
Me and my friend were talking about that actually, and he told me that actually can't do that for a long time.
No,
you can't.
Yeah.
Like it's actually gonna, you're either gonna die at a young age than you're supposed to, or you're gonna come across with some problems in your body. So
it's not healthy.
You could probably
long-term
get a heart attack out of like probably like 50, 60 when you're in that range of years.
From carnivore.
Yeah.
Well, just from because eating carbs.
Exactly, because you need everything, right? You need vegetables. You can't just be eating.
You are missing out on certain like vitamins when you.
And same thing with from the
carnivore.
Vegans, like you need meat. You know, maybe it's just the same way carnivores need vegetables and all the other stuff. Like,
we had a conversation about this. You said you don't really you get everything from meats.
I won't get everything from meats.
No. You said
I don't eat a lot of vegetables.
Right. When you compare things you get from the meat,
you don't really
need vegetables. We had this conversation.
Yeah.
Remember, I saw a video like that. It said things you can get from meat, you can never get from what's called plants. But some things that you can get from plants, you can always get it from meat.
Exactly.
Right. So what?
No, but it's also not long lasting, right? I'm not talking about in the short term. When you start to, you still need it, but it's not like it's okay. Like if you put it on the scales, like which one do you need to eat more? I would probably say meat for sure. Like protein is actually more important than a vegan diet, for example.
Yeah.
But on the long term, well, this is also bad, just as this one. This one's just more better than this one.
Okay.
Like if you put it on
so
scales.
It's just to put the emphasis on how good the meats actually are, right?
Exactly, because then you can't get stuff to say from, completely. Yeah,
right. Because that can be, dude, that can be misunderstood so many ways. People have used it to use it against vegetables, sometimes even fruits too. I mean, rarely
fructose,
you see.
Like talking about fructose and how it's like going to overload your liver or something like
that. Like fructose, that's just a different type of
sugar.
Yeah.
Like syrup, but fructose goes directly to the liver versus like sugar, like glucose or like a starch, like all vegetables are sugar because it's a carb. All carbs are sugar. So when it goes into your body, but it's about the micronutrients, not just the actual sugar itself.
Can you kind of explain that?
So if I'm eating a carrot, I eat carrots, I eat sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes have carbs in it. And carbs are pretty much sugar for your body.
Exactly.
But versus candy, right? Candy, sugar, but it has like no micronutrients in it. It has like no nutrients. It literally is just straight up sugar.
And that would be fructose.
Fructose is from fruits. Yeah. Fructose is strictly just from fruits like dates, blueberries, strawberries.
But what about the ones that you get from chocolate or candy and all those stuff? Because that's a different sugar that just spikes up your blood sugar super fast, like honey too, even. But honey's just organic. Honey's just natural.
Yeah, it depends on where it's from, quality, the micronutrients, if it's like empty or not. Like you could eat a food and it'd be like empty. Like if you eat a box of Pringles, that's a lot of carbs, but there's no micronutrients. Like there's nothing in it. Like you could have got like the sugars in but
no, that's very true.
What about the balance? Like, how would you say you balance the food or the nutrient in your life? Meaning, sometimes when do you ever just say okay? Because you know, obviously, I think we have to definitely advocate that you need to be strict with your diet and what you put in your mouth for sure, and really watch what you consume in terms of the nourishment of the body and really eat food as your life depends on it, because it's true. People think that when we're young, it doesn't affect us, which is true to some extent. But in the long term, you will understand that, you know, it did affect you big time, right? So how do you really stay strict with your diet, but at the same time, understand that we're all humans like we have moments where we do consume things that are not the most organic, especially living in America. You look at the label and it's so hard to sometimes find things that just don't have seed oils in them.
Yeah.
Soy.
One, it's impossible. Yeah. Like
to
literally every food, not every food, but most of the foods that you want to consume, they still have that ingredient, so you can't escape. You know what I mean? So it's really unrealistic for you to say there's going to be some things I'm going to buy from the store that are not going to have seed oils, for example, because there's going to be foods that, unfortunately, they still have it. Maybe they have better ingredients than others, but there's still that one thing that they always have. You know what I mean? And especially in stores. Unless you're getting it from...
Interestingly, some of them need it, right? So, I mean, Ali was explaining to me. For example, if you were to eat soy itself, like the soybeans, they are not bad itself. But when you extract that into an oil and cook in it on a heat, then it's bad, right?
Okay.
So, same thing with
avocado, let's say, avocado oil.
Yeah. Like eating avocado is so different than cooking in avocado oil. Same with olives, right? So you see that, and some to make a structure of, let's say, peanut butter, even, or when it comes to pistachio butter that we were buying, like it had soy oil, sunflower oil in it, something like that. And then I asked Ali, I was like, yo, bro, you're selling this in your store. It's an organic store. How come it has this has in it? But he goes, there's some things where, one, it's not big amount, and even if it is in there, the sunflower oil itself is not bad when it's in the pistachio butter, because it's not that amount, it's not that much compared to when you buy it in oil to cook your food in it, because it absorbs and it goes on a heat, it absorbs that process, because it goes through the process. So it's very different, what I'm trying to say. That makes sense.
100%. And back to like the restricted part about dieting and stuff. Yeah. Like, I believe that you are only as restricted as you say you are or think you are. And I think it comes back to like the mindset, because I can have that thing of popcorn over there. I can.
Do you want to?
I don't want to. That's the difference. I don't want to. I don't want it. It's not that, oh, like I'm stopping myself from doing it. Like I literally have the urge to. I don't have the urge to at all. And I think that comes down with the mindset. Like, you should stay on the path of eating close to the earth as possible and eating whole foods or what?
As clean as possible.
But I wouldn't say it's so much easier for me to get back on the straight path than get off of it. It's hard for me to get knocked off the path of the clean eating. I think that's the mindset people should have, is that your main path shouldn't be processed foods, or it shouldn't be like ultra processed foods.